The Anglican Church in the Bahamas and the Turks and Caicos Islands presents Insight, a program sponsored by the Anglican Churchman.
Good evening. Welcome to Insight. This half-hour program is brought to you by the Anglican Diocese of the Bahamas and the Turks and Caicos Islands. This program is sponsored by the Anglican Churchmen. I am Father Bradley Miller, Director of All Saints Parish in South Beach, New Providence. My technical producer this evening is Ramon Sweeting. Let us pray. O God, because without you we are not able to please you, mercifully grant that your Holy Spirit may in all things direct and rule our hearts through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. We now listen to the hymn as found in our CPWI hymnal, hymn number 493, All the Way My Savior Leads Me.
All the way my Savior leads me, what have I to ask beside? Can I doubt his tender mercies, who through life has been my guide? Heavenly peace, divinest comfort, here by faith in him to dwell. For I know whate'er befall me, Jesus doeth all things well. For I know whate'er befall me, Jesus doeth all things well. All the way my Savior leads me, cheers each winding path I tread, gives me strength for every trial, feeds me with the living bread. Though my weary steps may falter, and my soul athirst may be, gushing from the rock before me, though a spring of joy I see. Gushing from the rock before me, though a spring of joy I see.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
All the way my Savior leads me, oh, the fullness of his love. Perfect rest to me is promised in my Father's house above. When my spirit, clothed in mortal, wings its flight to realms of day, this my song through endless ages, Jesus led me all the way. This my song through endless ages, Jesus led me all the way.
My brothers and sisters, for Insight News, I want to commend some events for your prayers. I want us to remember in our prayers all those churches bearing the name Holy Cross, as all those churches would have celebrated their Feast of Title this afternoon. We remember Holy Cross in Dumfries, Cat Island. We remember Father Dave Thomas and the fine people of that congregation. We remember Holy Cross in Hamilton, Long Island. We remember Father Ruel Strong and the fine people of that congregation. We also remember Holy Cross in New Providence. We remember Canon Peter Scott, Father Berkeley Smith, and the fine people of that congregation. So we pray for all of those priests and people as they celebrated their Feast of Title. I also want to commend to your prayers Deacon Cameron Saunders. Deacon Cameron Saunders will be ordained to the sacred priesthood on the 4th of October, 2023, at 7 p.m. at Christ Church Cathedral in New Providence. So pray for Deacon Cameron Saunders. I also want to commend for your prayers a number of persons who have been recently appointed. I want you to remember in your prayers Father Whitfield Hutchison, who as of last week became the rector of St. Margaret's Parish in New Providence, located on Camp Road, New Providence. So we remember our very own Father Hutch. I want to commend to your prayers the Reverend Father Lyndon Douglas, who on the 15th of October will become the rector of St. Ambrose Parish in New Providence. St. Ambrose is located on Gladstone and Carmichael Roads. I also want to commend to your prayers Reverend Desiree Johnson. She will take up appointment as the rector of St. Monica's Parish in Providenciales in the Turks and Caicos Islands. So we pray for all those persons as they are assigned new appointment. We pray God's blessing on their ministry and God's blessing on the parish at large. I also want to commend your prayers, the Parish of All Saints in New Providence, October the 20th to the 22nd, 2023, All Saints Parish will hold a Faith Alive weekend. So pray for the parish. Pray for myself, the priest. Pray for Father Richard Wood, the associate. And pray for all the members of that parish as we go through our Faith Alive experience, that at the end of the weekend, our faith, our parish will indeed come alive. Our faith will come alive. And family relationship will be healed. And new commitments will be made for Christ Jesus. So there are some of the Insight News. I commend to your prayers. We now listen to the hymn as found on our CPWI hymnal, hymn number 491, What a Friend We Have in Jesus.
To God in prayer. Oh, what peace.
Peter came to Jesus and asked, Lord, how many times shall I forgive my brother or sister who sins against me? Up to seven times? Jesus answered, I tell you, not seven times, but 77 times. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven is like a king who wanted to settle accounts with his servants. As he began the settlement, a man who owed him 10,000 bags of gold was brought to him. Since he was not able to pay, the master ordered that he and his wife and his children and all that he had be sold to repay the debt. At this, the servant fell on his knee before him. Be patient with me, he begged, and I will pay you back everything. The servant's master took pity on him, canceled the debt, and let him go. But when that servant went out, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 silver coins. He grabbed him and began to choke him. Pay back what you owe me, he demanded. His fellow servant fell on his knees and begged him, be patient with me, and I will pay it back. But he refused. Instead, he went off and had the man thrown into prison until he could pay the debt. When the other servants saw what had happened, they were outraged and went and told the master everything that had happened. Then the master called the servant in. You wicked servant, he said, I cancel all that debt of yours because you begged me to. Shouldn't you have had mercy on your fellow servant, just as I had on you? In anger, his master handed him over to the jailers to be tortured until he could pay back all he owed. This is how my heavenly Father will treat each of you unless you forgive your brother or sister from your heart. The word of the Lord. My brothers and sisters, for our reflection this evening, I want us to focus our attention on this gospel that I have just read. In today's gospel, we have the parable of the unforgiven debtor. In this parable, Jesus teaches about unlimited forgiveness. Our Lord had just spoken to his disciples about how they should treat a believer who sinned against them and how they ought to deal with relationship within the church. And then Peter came and asked him, Lord, if another member of the church sins against me, how often should I forgive? Here Peter may have in mind what we know from the later collection of the teachings of the rabbis in the Talmud. The teaching was that Jewish teachers taught that you should forgive another who wronged you up to three times, but not a fourth. But Jesus said to him, not so, 77 times. In other words, instead of unlimited vengeance, followers of Christ have to show unlimited forgiveness. Jesus went on to tell them the parable of the unforgiven debtor. He said, a king who wished to settle his account with his slave began reckoning. When one slave who owed him 10,000 talents were not able to pay, he was ordered by the master to be sold along with his wife and children. The slave then fell on his knee, begging the master to be patient with him, and he will pay everything. And out of pity for the slave, the master released him and forgave him all his debt. But this same slave went out and came upon one of his fellow slaves who owed him 100 denarii and seized him by the throat. He said, pay me what you owe me. this fellow slave fell down and pleaded with him, have patience with me, and I will pay you. But he refused and had his fellow slave put in prison until he could pay the debt. His fellow slave saw what he did and went and told the master. The master summoned him and said, you wicked slave, I forgave you all your debt because you pleaded with me. Should you not have had mercy on your fellow slave as I had mercy on you? In anger, the master handed him over to be tortured until he would pay the entire debt. Jesus went on to say, so my heavenly Father will do also to every one of you if you do not forgive your brother or sister from your heart. It is a lesson that runs through all of the New Testament. This is a lesson that Jesus teaches us. A person must forgive in order to be forgiven. He who would not forgive cannot expect to be forgiven by God. We should always forgive those who are truly repentant, no matter how many times they ask. One of the great principles of the Christian life is forgiveness. And we have an example. Jesus modeled this principle for us when he hung on the cross and prayed for the very people who have nailed him to the cross. In Luke chapter 23 and verse 34, Jesus says these words, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. His words of forgiveness were so powerful and unexpected that they brought about the conversion of one of the thieves hanging on the cross next to him. We know the story. The repentant thief, he saw the mercy and forgiveness that Jesus showed and asked for those who nailed him to the tree. And he said, Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Because Jesus completely forgave us, he wants us to follow his example by forgiving others. What about you, my brothers and sisters? As scripture says, be kind to each other, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, just as God through Christ has forgiven you. You see, my brothers and sisters, we must follow God's example in everything we do because we are his children. We are to imitate God. We serve a forgiving God, and he expects for us to be forgiven towards others, no matter how many times someone comes to us. But because forgiveness knows no limit, forgiveness is not selective. My brothers and sisters, as I said, we must follow God's example in everything we do because we are his children. As a matter of fact, in the Lord's Prayer, we pray it all the time. We ask to forgive us of our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. But we cannot afford to be asking God for forgiveness if we are not prepared to forgive those who sin against us. It is simple as that, my brothers and sisters. If you are refusing or you fail to forgive your brother or sister, don't expect to get forgiveness from God. Forgiveness is a two-way street. Our forgiveness of our neighbor and God's forgiveness of us. The end of the story does not mean that God literally does what the king in the parable did, handing the man over for torture until he pays everything. What it does mean in the parable is that unforgiven people cannot receive forgiveness from God because they have closed their heart to the love of God. So they have not realized the greatness and the seriousness of their sins, nor the wonder of God's love and mercy. My brothers and sisters, I want to close by asking you this question. I want you to ponder this question in your heart tonight. And the question is, are we forgiving others as we have been forgiven? Are we forgiving others as we have been forgiven? If we expect for God to forgive us of our sins, we must be willing to forgive those who have sinned against us. Amen. Let us pray. Grant us, O Lord, our God, ever to find in your very present help in trouble. When we are in darkness or doubt or perplexity, shed your light upon our way. When we are burdened with the affairs of our daily lives, lift us to the calm of your presence. When we are battling with temptation and the flesh is weak, by the might of your Spirit, make us strong to overcome. We ask these things through him to whom we are more than conquerors, your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Come to us, Lord Christ, in your understanding love when all around us seems dark and uncertain, when our faith is low and we cannot feel you near and we find it hard to pray. Come to us then, dear Lord, as you came to the disciple in the darkest hour of the night, and let the light of your presence dispel our fears, renew our trust, and bring peace to our hearts for your tender mercy's sake. Amen. We now listen to our closing hymn, hymn number 23, as found in our CBWI hymnal, Son of My Soul. Let us pray. Lighten our darkness, Lord, we pray. And in your mercy, defend us from all perils and dangers of this night. For the love of your only Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. And now may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with you and those you love this night, both near and far, and even forevermore. Amen.
You have been listening to Insight, a presentation of the Anglican Church in the Bahamas and the Turks and Caicos Islands. If you feel the need for pastoral help, you may visit the Anglican priest in your area. Good night, and thank you for listening.